Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You never really know someone until you find out what they've buried. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The Delphi case, it is back in the news as the appeal process begins. Richard Allen's defense team filing a motion to correct errors, highlighting a 2017 confession from another suspect that was allegedly overlooked. This confession includes specific details about the crime, such as the use of a box cutter. Joining us is retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of the podcast Break the Case, available wherever you get podcasts, and a video version on YouTube, which is very good. I watched a little bit before we went on the air here. Jennifer, with your extensive expertise in federal investigations and everyone you know and have talked to, how critical is it for law enforcement to thoroughly vet confessions like this, and what impact on neglecting this could it have on a case? I mean, obviously, we see an impact here already.
Well, okay, when it comes to this case and Judge Gold's track record in her rulings, which have been almost 100% against any defense motion, I don't think this is going anywhere. But that's really not the point. The point is they must get this on the record.
Yeah.
And the other point is when it comes to third-party culprit defenses, you literally cannot throw mud against the fence. Just because you're the one facing a murder charge, you can't just say, no, you know what? It was Tom, Dick, and Harry. Mm-hmm. Or it was Chloe the dog and a police officer. Right? I mean, that's why judges are not going to let in those types of defenses. Mm-hmm. But in this case, they have an affidavit signed by a FBI agent that listed all sorts of probable cause, factual information pointing at Ron Logan, another individual. Mm-hmm. And now we have a confession that Ron Logan made. And so when you add that all up, it just does not equal, in my opinion, supposition or rumors. There's actual meat to the bone. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, is the biggest, factor that could get this case overturned on appeal. What was not allowed in terms of third-party defense. And then secondarily, now, of course, we know about this confession. And the fact that they weren't allowed to bring any of this in is mind-boggling. I don't know if Richard Allen committed this crime or not. I just believe in the interest of justice, you have to be able to put up a defense and let the jury decide.
When we're talking about this 2017 alternate suspect confession, I've been looking to try and figure out who this is. This Ron Logan that they're referring to?
It's Ron Logan.
Okay. So Ron Logan confesses to authorities? Who is he confessing this to?
No, he actually confessed when he was behind bars.
Okay.
To somebody else. So again, the jury, I believe, should have had an opportunity to weigh that. And Judge Gohl is going to weigh that. And I think Judge Gohl is going to say, no, but remember when he makes this confession, which is shortly after the crime and certainly before a lot of facts were known, he talks about how they were murdered. Mm-hmm. And he talks about a box cutter, which now we know from the testimony that the Emmy has sort of circled back and said, no, there weren't two weapons used. He thinks it was a box cutter. And I think the reason that was confusing probably was the difference in degree of severity in their necks. Mm-hmm. Which my understanding is Libby's was very, rigid. Deep. Yeah. And yeah. Horrible, and Abby's was smoother. But then the ME kind of doubled back on that and said, no, I think it might be a box cutter would explain that. And so here you have Ron Logan saying it was a box cutter that he used. And you have Ron Logan saying, if you're to believe this person, you know, that they were killed by having their throats slit.
Yeah.
I mean, these are important details.
It goes back to the why. Why did Judge Gohl not think that this was important? Because they couldn't get Ron Logan back in there and they couldn't have their boogeyman to put away in a court of law. I guess why... I don't know. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me when you have these things that took place and you have all the, I mean, beyond Ron Logan too, you got Keegan Klein, who was into the child porn and planned on meeting them that day, allegedly even communicated with one of them prior to this. And that's like, well, yeah, you're in jail for something else and you have an alibi at that time. The odds of that being that he has nothing to do with this seem nearly impossible. There's so many of these people. Why? Just why did Judge Gohl not take any of these things into consideration?
Well, I think Judge Gohl felt like maybe Ron Logan wouldn't be convicted if it came in. I mean, I hate to say that because I have the utmost respect for judges, any judge I've ever come across in cases all these years, 28 years, I've only had the highest respect for the judges that I've worked with. They're mm-hmm. amazing. And so, you know, I hate to say that, but just seeing all the roadblocks go up, I just wonder if she lost her sense of fairness. You know, in other words, of truly being fair, where you let both sides present their case and you let a jury decide. Once you start pulling out all the facts that could be presented on behalf of one side, how is that fair? Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. You mentioned Keegan Klein. Keegan Klein was literally in communication through their pseudo person, Anthony Schatz, with Libby
yeah.
about meeting. And it's always, you know, why did they want to go there? To meet up and walk that day. I shouldn't say to meet up. And why was he there? Why was Richard Allen? I mean, if you really look at this, was this just so lucky? Was Richard Allen just the luckiest killer in the world that these two girls happened to be there when he just happened to be there and never, no criminal history, nothing. And he just happened to kill him?
Yeah.
It's really, and have the tools he needed. You know, walking around with a box cutter and a gun. There were so many answers or questions that were left unanswered. And this case will really bother me. Not because, you know, I don't know whether he's guilty or innocent. I just don't think the jury had all the information to work with to make a decision.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.